highest of them, they both talk about the Dalit says based on Beisad the Chachamim, and this one and the next one speaks about based on Sof Revacha. The Mishnah before had Antignashi Soichai, one man Yama Kimashim at Tzadik, and that's it. Here we have two Tanoim, and each one has a different Amira. So the Maral says, Yifnez me straight of Yifnez me Yifnez Shalai. For Pirashu, Lomoloi Hoya Gamkein Zugim Antignashi Soichai, Kemoi Shahoya Zug Mikan Beilich. Ki Eitel Kolam Mekalim Shazoha Yishnai. Those all the Zugis were two, and except for the one before. Yet as you stated with Yechmin Yishus Laim, can I do with Achev? The Ein Laim HaKlal Shri Dabba Zeb in Mikra. You can't say that it was a Mikra that Torah started being Nimshach now through two sins. B'zeh ki kashar yitza kavola bo mizel lezel in Moshe Yishum Shaz Kenim v'tomet lo yhoyu mekabim achoyin madrik v'ashenim. The klal always is that there was a hismatus as you went on. And just push it, it's almost by definition like that. The Yuridus Adairis is just like in the Metzias, if you pour a cup, water from one cup to another cup, there's always something lost. In physics, you have a klal that every time you move energy from one type of material. So another type of material, something is lost in the friction, this and that. Something is lost in the mysterious affair as it goes down. Anshekhan Zagdolah could not have given to the Zugos because it's too big of a gap. In other words, it was the first time where the Metzius of Torah was not in one place. There's the Gemara says that Rav Shimon Yochai said, "Asida Torah liyishtakach b'Yisrael." There won't be halacha brewer or mishnah brewer b'makom echad. In other words, it's not. He didn't say it would be completely forgotten, but he said it would no longer be in one place. And that itself, it's an interesting. There's an interesting knach over here, which is important to understand. When you, just like, let's take that, the same physical dogma, just like in the world around, you can't destroy something totally. Matter doesn't get destroyed. So when a person is machiv, when a person destroys a house, what he's doing is he's dispersing the bricks. The bricks are in different places. He can pulverize it and become dust. So what a person can do is take away the chibur between the pratim. A person can't destroy the prat at its lowest level. It's indestructible. But what he can do is he can mishana the tzura by taking away the chiburim. The same thing at Kodesh Baruch Hu, the mahalach of Avodah Zarah is that each koyach is seen as a koyach b'fnei atzmoi, and you don't see a kolali, an understanding that all the koyachs together are one. In other words, the achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a whole different surah of Havana than the pratius of Avodah Zarah. The Rishonim say it, I think last week in the parasha, there was one of the Rishonim who says that could be a bit of a chaya with his phone, I don't remember. He says that Paro believed in various kohos. He did not believe in the musig of one koyach. So the metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gilui in the world goes from one, which is emes, to bits and pieces. Torah is the same mahalach. A Yeridus HaDeiris of Torah makes that different Chalakim of Torah are in different places, and there is no one place that it's one. So Asher Pesach Dola have had it in a very, very strong Torah, Torah one Makom. the Zugis had it in the Zugis had it in two places. They were Zugis. Each one had a chelik of Torah, and B'neila, it was a very tremendous Yerida, and you needed that it should go first to Yechidim, and then it could continue onwards to a Tzibur. That's to Zugis. Because Yechidim, it's a letdown from a rabbi, and I'll explain it a bit, but it's not a total split of Torah into two halakim. By the way, there's a famous imam from the Chazanish that he said that the last rav that had a shleimus of Torah to give over was the Chassam Sefer. Afterwards, it was already, this one had the Charifas, this one had Yediyas, this one had Halacha, this one had Musa, this one had Tzimius. Each one had a certain different Nekuda, but instead of some Sefer, he felt was the last one that had the total Mitzvahs of Torah. So he says, in order to go, Piazugas of Hoshem Zulohe Kabod Echadim Rak Bishem Yachad. The Enadimelis Kainim and the Nevi'im, the Afkim Hoyerab, even those Kainim and Nevi'im, there were a lot of them. Hoysak Kabod is called Echad Echadim. Each one had a complete Kabbalah. And this is a little bit of a tricky thing to understand. Chazal say that every ancient Nevi'im misnabim the signon Echad. So Yeshaya is very different, Yirmiyah and both are different, and Yecheskel and so on. And each one is a different facet. But the word is, each one is coming with an akuda that's kolel all of Torah, except with a certain perspective. Like a diamond, each one is a different perspective, but it's perspective on everything. With the Zugis, you already had a splitting of Torah. It doesn't say how many skanim, how many vim. Shetaymer shekabol that kulam biyachad. K'moy shezocha zug b'shmam. Whereas in the zug, it says each one, because you couldn't just say a class, Zugis. Yosemir had one, and Yosemir had something else. Each one had a different nekuda. Mashayin came in Nevi'im, it was a generic class of Nevi'im. The Zemoyer ketashem biyach lefater, avaskenu menmeh shetoy lo hizkoy sa mishmam. Ulekach pirusha shetoy kol echad vechad lefek abola shal tere. Omipnei zo ye musa shenos na shetoy lo loshun rabbi. Netz na shetoy lo seret loshun have a misunim. Che musa antignus al tiyu kavodim. Ve'ilu musa zugez loshun yochad yibeischa. Mipnei In other words, and the Rambam says he was addressing, I mean, the way he says it is, since he was talking to a rabbi, that's why Lashon Rabbim, which is a little bit strange because, Lashon Rabbim Yoshe Yochid goes by the speaker, not by the one that you're speaking to. It goes to the one you're speaking to, not by the speaker. So, unless you say anachnu, but when you're speaking to, but the teretz is the function, the previous were tzibur de kenyanim, and the tzibur was speaking to the tzibur. It was a level of Knesset Yisrael speaking, chachme Knesset Yisrael speaking to Knesset Yisrael. After that, Torah stopped becoming Klalius. It was always prat to prat rather than klal to klal. The Avazugish Echad Mem Levad, Echad Mem Levad, Lohi Akoil, Lama B'Loshen Rabin, each one could only say his Knech, K'meshu Yochid. So he's a Yochid, and he's speaking to Yechidim. Umaata Hefish Gadei Frash Gastol Ben Azugis. Ka'anshik Nesak Doyla Hoylem Shem Bifnei Atzmam. וגם היו רבים. והיו כאן קבולה מחולקת. ולפיכך אין ספר הכל שתהיה בה קבולה שכתוב לו הזוגס. לפי שאני אמכל. So there couldn't be a straight קבולה for us to do the zugis, because it would have been too a radical departure. One is not them and all the others, so you can't have a real Messiah and Hemshech. It's just like when you want to connect two pipes. The two pipes have to be of similar size in order to possibly connect them. it has to be similar size, similar shape. There has to be a shaykhis to it. לכן כאשר הוכל לא משכן סביר לבניש רק שם הצדיק שייכת בלבד וממנו בא הקבול תגנוס שגם כן אחד מכל מקום אין כאן קבול מחלקת כלל רק ההפש כשם הצדיק היה בחן שכסו סגדולה ולא אנטיגנוס והיה בחן שכסו סגדולה ולא היה כאן רק הפש אחד So למי said there were two steps down First step was שם הצדיק was already a yachid even though he embodied אנשי סגדולה But it's already coming out to Yachid. Antignus ben Seicha, Antignus ben Seicha was a Yachid, but not a split one. And the Kabbalah stayed for a long time, at least in terms of the Mishnah, the Zugis is the last special group of people, and then it becomes regular Tanoim. So the most of Zugis stayed for a while, because Zugis have Roy Lebay Sheinik Moshe Spire. The Zugis are especially appropriate for Bay Sheini, like we said. So he said that the So the Pasha Pshat is that the Bayis Sheni was a lower darga. It already was not such shleimus as the first Bayis. And B'meila, there was no real... it was also lower darga. So the Pasha Pshat, why it's worth a Bayis Sheni, is just a simple Yerida Sateris. Fine. There's another Inyan in that Bayis Sheni is... You know, it says the Marshal that it was Sinas Chinam broken apart. Sinas Chinam is a mitzvah of a pure of the klal. It's the spada chavila. That is Sinas Chinam. And b'meila, the other person is b'meila. The reflection of it in Torah is zugis. That's a pasuk pshat why the Bayis Sheni is like that. It also has to do with the Inyan of Bayis Sheni was missing the things that was Hashuras Hashchina. On the one hand, it says Godly covered Bayis Achin Azem and Bayis Rishon. Bayis Sheni was more mechubed, bigger, lasted longer, and yet there were things that were very important that were missing. And the answer is that mitzad the chutz and the chitz and shabayi, it was Cheshiva. Mitzad the pnim, the things that symbolize Hashuras Hashchina, whether it's the Aron, whether it's the Eish and Lamala, all of that was missing. But Derech Klal, the Nekuda that makes different pieces that interact together one, is the Nekuda Pnimius. But my Ratzon brings together I run to this place, I scream for someone to come help me, and I look this way, that way, the other way. All the things I do come together because of the neshama pnimis. The pnimis of the person is the nekuda mekazis that brings together the different halakim on the side. So just like the neshama of the person makes the guf into one guf. Moshama davadayma, a person who is not conscious, so each eva twitches at its own pace and its own time and so on. It doesn't have a real coming together. So too, over here also, the different types of... when the Beis HaMikdash is lacking, the Shuras HaShchina means it's lacking the Nekuda Pnimis, so all the Chalkei HaBayis fall apart. It's zekineged zeh. So lemaisa the zugas were roy for Bayis Sheni, because Torah started becoming parts and not a whole. Vak omna gesen to the sperma yeshanim kiblu mehem. Vatzolene ke zugarishim kiblu gam ki mishimin atzarek umin atignes. And it was kind of like a zug beforehand. The olafia gesen to the sakol nochen kilohi roy shikav shnayim min echot klal ak shnayim mishnayim. פרט השניים יש להם גם כן. ואז פי זה לא יקד רק חמש סוגיות כזו, גם יש להם גם כן מכמה שם הצדיק, ומכמה תיקס בפרט, או איגס פרט. So we have two yourselves, but the main point is, both of them are saying, reader, and if you hold, if you hold it against it, that there was one and one and then two, it's because you needed another shlav in the middle to move it across.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
The thing, Sinas Chinom was the Nikud in the second bias, there was Pirut.
Yeah.
The Chayit, that was the Chet, that was the Sibah of the Churban HaBayis. According to what the Maral is saying now, that was already there, that Nikud was already there, right, in the Ikrish HaBayis.
Yes. In other words, Moshe Madav Adayna, a person who's got, he's got a weak chelik of his body, so when he gets sick, that chelik is nifka. A person with a weak heart, as soon as he gets sick, the heart starts having problems with filling up with water. And chelik, if his lungs are weak, there's always, in every time you get such an Indian where it says it was right for this, right for that, the other thing, we're down on two nekudas. One nekuda is, why was this the first thing to platz? And the answer to that is there's a weakness in that makom, and there's an aveira. Had they not, had they not sinned, they could have kept it together. It wasn't destined or doomed to be that way. But if there would be, then it would happen here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like if you look at a bach in yeshiva, you say, if he'll get into trouble, this one's trouble will be this, this one's trouble will be that. He's got a weakness for this, he's got a weakness for this, he's got a weakness for this. They don't have to get into trouble, but you do understand where they would be nechvetchila, where they would be the first weakness.
Uh-huh.
They said,
Can I just ask, sorry, one more thing. What's the pshat that there was, how could there have been a bigger chitzenius if there was taka lacking the primus, and the chitzenius is not mechubah to anything? Lechor, in the first bais, there should have been a greater chitzenius because there was a greater primus. In the Beis HaMikdash, the chitzenius is real, so...
In a sense, this was a chitzenius in the bais. Because... I'll give you a mashal. Let's say you have a movement, an army, a rabbistva, a yeshiva, that has a very, very powerful center. So the pieces get much of tons. Everyone, if there's a dechveser, if there's a big yeshiva, a very chashu yeshiva, everyone says, this is so-and-so's yeshiva. If there is no chashu center, people say, they've got a lot of good rebbe in that yeshiva. They have a lot of good bachrim, they have a lot of a nice ruach, or this and that. When you have a very powerful center, that becomes the ikkar, and everything else becomes butler and tuffle to it. When you have not such a powerful center, then the bits and pieces do get their shivas.
They get their focus, comes on
them. Yeah, people will speak, or Marshall, I'll give an example. People will speak about Napoleon's army. So, the fact that the army was well trained, let's say, or good, or whatever it is, it's also did Napoleon. So people speak about Napoleon as being a brilliant military person. I know you English don't think so, but Arthur Plenum, for those who think so, you speak about the person being very chashuv, and the nail of the protim on a yonik from him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a very, very strong midpoint. Leadership, then you say, well, it was a good, the army happened to be well trained, people really wanted it, and so on and so forth. So there is sometimes a messias where the side is boiled a lot more when the center is weakened, and vice versa.
They begin to stand on their own.
Yeah. If there's a very strange Gemara, but it's just a really strange Gemara. The Gemara says, and we should be makat toiv the rishonim or katmainim, I think, or deris rishonim maybe, that if they wouldn't have died, we'd be nothing. And there's a certain nekuda that the kol's man, the ik is there, the tofu doesn't have a makam.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so now what specifically is Yesh Min Yezus Haris? Yesh Min Yezus. Kva amanu ka gdoilum, lefi gdoilum alosum, hayu mutsa shlem ki tvorem gdoilum moit, bitvorem gdoilum moit. The mutsa was a big thing.
Sorry?
And so Yeshua said that a person who the first thing is to warn a person that b'makom dirasei there should be chachma. For ein safik ki beisa shesham dirasu ikegaru kashu bayis aloike kodesh. The fish adam tamitam. Because basically, a something else with my love, never such as a my love girl again. In other words, like this, there is, and also in a few places, that everything, the mokom is mitzvarif to the person. Very famous, he says it in Gittin, that the reason why you need, I don't think it's in Gittin, says himself, he says, the reason why you need to write the name of the city in a get is because that's part of the mitzvah of the person. Yaakov in Yerushalayim is different mitzvahs than Yaakov in Tel Aviv. Each person's mitzvah is determined also by his sviva. So the Meili is saying, we spoke about which was tikkunim in the person, the bias needs a tikkun as well. The bias needs to be a bias of chachma. Now, I'm not quite sure, and maybe both are right, whether which is the cause, which is the effect. Are we saying that by having a bias that has chachma, the person self will be a chacham? In a sviva that people are derish chachma, it creates chachamim? Or is the pshat that it is part of a person's uftu, part of a person's strongest accomplishment is that the yanam of toiv don't only stay with him, but they radiate outwards. I'm not sure which one of the two it is. Well, yes, as a lahazal beshul adam sham dirasi shesham diachachma. The ain safik ki beisa shesham dirasi hu ikegadol kashu bayis aloike kadosh lefish adam tamid sham mikasha beisa shesham dirasi b'mayla nechshav le adam shesh le mayla delamoid. So when a person's house, which is kimat, this is his metzias, the big aretz and the ear are all part of a person's metzias, but the bias is the ultimate metzias. The yisfaya b'samuch shabod attacking b'sodom avodas Hashem yisfach b'frat avosav yasei. But for amarnu she can Tignus other baths of your Shemayim Babs Hashem Yisrach. And Tignus was attacking the person himself and Shem Yir and Abba. Main other Bovat, a person doesn't exist with that. Therahu of bias the Isha Ubne bias. Of course, who doesn't attack in a bias? The Bashu Tzerichel of the bias attacking the Esai the Abba of the Yir. Well, the fikach ame yibeischa beiswada chachamim, shebetech beisoi chachamim. Vezehu shleimus gedoyla, kasha beiso hu emeza chachamim. So the bias, the klal gadol is always that the makom in general relates to a kli kibble. In other words, the makom is mekabel that which is on it. At Dugma Ba'alma, it says by Adam Arishan that after he killed Cain and he walked on the ground, it says the ground told him, the Asavim told him, Al tenideini rego gaiva, don't step on me with a haughty foot. In other words, the makom is mekabel the what's there. The Aaron was in, when it was by the Plishtim, the Mokum spit it out, or vice versa. The Vaisaka Arts Eschem, the Aretz doesn't contain Kal Yisrael when they're not Vaisaka Arts Yisrael. The Mokum is Ki'il, the base kibble for something. So by making it a base of Vad Lechachomim, makes the house into a Kli kibble for Chachma. It's over bias to Isha and bias, and in a certain sense, that's what a bias. Ishtar is called Beisa, like it says in Maima, because Ishtar is the Beisa, and the Isha is the Kli Kibul for the man's expression. Ubar zuga zotak na baisa shu tzorech edlov bevayis le taket beisa v'avo v'yira. Ule figa chomi yibesha beisvada chachomim shetuch beisa chachomim. Ezeo shlem is gudl kashe beisa v'chachomim. So the house has to be, and you see it from the Lashon also, it doesn't say that you should bring a lot of chachomim home.